Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I pray any sister that's listening to us is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I ask that any sister that's listening, that she sees the truth and really receives it and just turns to your Bible and not her own mind and any figments of her own imagination or even any teaching or preaching, no matter how much she may think it's good to respect it. If it does not match your Bible, I just ask for her to have absolute just loyalty to your Bible and respect for it, and that she lets that be her standard for everything, so that if something is different than what the Bible says that she's hearing, be it with anything, teachings, podcasts, preaching, whatever it is, if it doesn't match your Bible, that she questions it and practices discernment and lets your Bible alone and nothing else be that standard for the truth, and that she doesn't practice any idolatry by listening and following after something that is in opposition to your Bible. Ask all these prayers you find in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I just want to touch on that scripture from yesterday one more time. This is again 1 John chapter 3, starting at verse 4. It says, "Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for the sin is a transgression of the law." And then here at verse 6 it says, "Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous." Okay. "He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning." Okay. I just want to go over this because it's very clear how he explains this. Okay. And then verse 9, "Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God." Verse 9 is like pretty much the clearest that you can get on what it means to be born again, okay? Because of that scripture that I read also yesterday, where Jesus says, "Those who do good," right, "unto eternal life and then eternal damnation," okay? What you do matters, and I'm saying that because in the days ahead, as I start talking about judgment and things like that, you're going to get really confused if you're looking at Christians and you say, well, they're Christians. They say they're Christians, okay? But they don't match the scriptures, okay? Where they're saying it only, you know, in word, but it's not real, okay? Because it says right there that anybody who's born of God, okay, and read it again, "Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he's born of God." Okay, you're going to be obedient if you're a real Christian and you really have the Holy Spirit. That's the Spirit of God. If he's inside of you, you're going to know you did something wrong and you're going to repent. Not going to stay in that state. Okay, so if somebody is claiming to be a Christian and they're staying in that state, something's wrong. Okay, and the Lord is going to fix it. Okay, because what happens here, this is Hebrews chapter 6. Okay, let's start at verse 4. It says, "For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, and they have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame." Okay, it says, "For the earth which drinketh drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it, and bringeth forth herbs, meet for them by whom it is dressed, receive blessing. Okay, so you receive the Spirit, you bear fruit, it's good, it's righteous, okay? But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected, and nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. Okay? We'll talk a little bit about that more tomorrow. But what ends up happening is he brings these people into repentance, okay? And they do end up crucifying Christ afresh, and it's a very painful process, okay? Because you're not supposed to do that. And a lot of Christians, okay, fall into this category, unfortunately, in the United States, okay? And I just want to have a clear understanding of that, because if you just say, well, they say, you know, Christ, or, you know, it's just, they say it, so it's fine, but their life is not bearing fruit. You need to measure that by the Word of God, okay? And you need to take a look at that, because otherwise what happens in the days to come won't make any sense to you. It'll be very confusing. But when you understand, you know, the Bible says you're supposed to bear good fruit, okay? That you're supposed to be a changed person. And if that person's not, and they're professing to believe in Christ as their Savior, then you're going to see some things happen, okay, to change that. And what ends up happening, there's a season where they have to repent, and if they don't, then we'll talk a little bit more about it in Hebrews, but tomorrow, but it's a very painful process to change that, and it does get changed. Okay, it does get changed. Let's go ahead and leave it there. Father, just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she just abounds in love for you and seeks after you, and just looks and desires to share every moment, just enjoying your presence. Ask all these mercy, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.